grab a front row seat to the Untold Stories as we talk about how to live life on your terms. You're officially part of the inner circle. Welcome to Courtside with Courtney. And don't worry, I comped your ticket. Welcome back to another episode of Courtside with Courtney. We have a fun episode today. Kirsten is with me. I was going to say on the couch, but I guess in the chair. Back, bitches.
In the hot seat.
Yeah, girl. We're going to talk, speaking of girl, all about the etiquette of a hey girly DM. When to send it, when not to send it, intentions behind it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, a hey girly DM is essentially when you see someone else dating someone that you either have dated or have experience with, or maybe your friend has experience with, and you have that urge because you guys didn't have a good experience for whatever reason to reach out to the new girl and like trauma dump or let her know your experience. I think we've all received this text at least once in our life. We've all maybe sent the text. We've all had that text sent about us. Like it's, you know, there's a lot
our
of different angles.
Received it.
Totally. Like maybe your friend received it for you, whatever it is, the hey girly text, when to send it, etiquette behind it, when not to send it, how it's maybe coming off, making you appear, and just sort of the do's and don'ts of the hey girly text.
I feel like the hey girly text is always either like, oh, bad news bears, or MLM introduction, like, hey, girly, join my team.
Totally. Yeah, it's either. And I think too, let's talk about that because I think it's all about how you approach it. First of all, I'm 36 years old.
27.
27 years old. At the end of the day, if you're past the age of like, if you're past your mid 20s, especially when you get into your 30s, you're going to have, I know baggage is like a negative connotation, but like you're going to have dated people. The people that you date are going to have dated people. Like you're going to have experience. I, for one, would not want to be judged solely on like how things appear on paper. Because if you look at me, you're like, oh, she was engaged and then she called it off and it was fast. But you don't know that he was like super verbally abusive and ended up hitting me and it was like actually fucking terrible. Like you don't know why I called it off. I'm really proud of myself that I did. The narrative when you don't know it and when people haven't really dug into that or don't have information could from the outside look like, oh, you couldn't like hang on to this or why didn't you have that? When really it's like, well, thank God.
I also think if you like really look inward of yourself and analyze yourself, we've all gone through at least one breakup where you kind of want to die at the way you acted. It like triggered something inside of you and you were crazy.
Yeah. Like it wasn't a good look for you.
Yeah.
And so I think so when it comes to the hey girly DM, all that to say, everyone has history and I'm big on like not putting a ton of stake and equity in people's like how things look on paper. I think you have to know someone and know their character and talk to them and hear the stories. And of course, there's always two sides to every story. And sometimes where there's smoke, there is fire. However, there are a lot of situations where people completely spin something. And I know this, especially being in the public eye, where people have the ability, unfortunately, it's 2024. We have a lot of keyboard warriors out here. It's so easy to like make it a fake account and like talk some shit just to make yourself feel better at the end of the day. Anyone can say anything. And unfortunately, you can make the type of claim about someone that's really hurtful and damaging with absolutely 100% validity or absolutely no validity.
Agreed.
With like no consequences really at this point. So I feel like it's an important conversation to have.
Mm-hmm. I think let's touch on the intention behind sending. Being the sender, not the receiver of the hey girly message. What are like a few internal checkpoints you should
first
do
of all,
with yourself?
For me personally, I would sooner die than go out of my way. Just because I know how that makes me look. I would fucking sooner die than go out of my way to send another girl a message being like, I just wanted you to know I dated this person. And one time he like, that's just for me, such a bad look.
Now, also translate to, I just wanted to ruin your day.
I just wanted to ruin your day and tell you I'm sad, jealous, hurt. And if I can't have him, neither can you. Let me like fuck it up for you. That's how that reads when you come from a place of like, ha ha ha, like, good luck, girl, or whatever, like whatever type of messages people send, it's just never really a good luck for you when you approach it that way. I would, however, if someone came and asked me, be honest. If someone said, hey, I'm just started dating this person. I know you dated them and I wanted your experience or like, could you give me any insight? 100% will be honest with you. but it's because you asked for my opinion or my feedback. I wouldn't personally go and insert myself in someone's life because there is this whole other conversation and dynamic surrounding the fact that like compatibility matters. So someone can be a amazing partner to you and have not been like an amazing partner to someone else. I think that's completely valid. Like I know right now I'm being an amazing partner. I haven't always been. Like there have been relationships where I didn't have that compatibility. It brought out the worst in me. And like, I was my worst self, not my best self. So there's also a world where like something can be true for your experience can be like so different than mine. And that's okay too. But I think for me, like I would never send the text because it's just really not my business.
And I think as the receiver, kind of what you were saying, it's really obvious to temperature check the intentions of, okay, is this person coming because their feelings are hurt or maybe the wounds are still a little fresh or do they genuinely have good intentions for me? Are they asking kind of, I have information, do you want to know? However it goes, whatever the conversation entails. But I think it's easy as the receiver to kind of...
And I think you have to also ask yourself before you send a hey girly text, like, A, what is your intention? Like Kirsten's saying, what's the real reason? Like, where is it coming from? Are you still hurt? Are you angry? Are you mad? Like, did they hurt you and you're trying to hurt, you know, him back? Or are you genuinely being a girl's girl and looking out for someone else? Because there are times when like you could genuinely be being a girl's girl looking out for someone. The approach is so different though. You're not going to message them like, oh, you don't know what happened here. Like you just look kind of pathetic at that point. I think you have to like temperature check and ask yourself what you're really doing it for. I also think it's so different when it comes from someone that you know. Because if someone that you know reaches out to you or reaches out to your friend and they say like, hey, I have some information. I'm wondering if you want to know it. That does come off like, I heard this. I don't necessarily know the truth or the facts, but like, I just want to pass it along because I wouldn't want to say it and not say it. And then like, you know, something transpired later and I wish I did. That intention is so different when you know someone and you care about them versus a random stranger out of the blue, because you don't know me and you don't care about me. You don't know me.
Yeah.
So the really intention really does matter and approach.
I think also noting as the hey girly sender is, yes, gauge your intentions, all of that. But also, is the information that you're about to share actually going to change anything? Mm. Or is it just going to leave like a bad taste in that person's mouth of you?
Yes.
Because a lot of times, again, if we don't know each other, I'm not going to put a ton of stock in what you have to say. It might like put my antennas up a little bit, but I'm not going to change my decisions because somebody I don't know
totally
has information that I don't really know about.
Yeah. And again, when it's obvious that it's not coming from a pure intent, place of pure intention, it almost has the opposite effect. And it's almost like, okay, like you're clearly coming in here just trying to hurt me. And you very obviously appear jealous, hurt, whatever, you know, whatever it may be. Unfortunately, those type of girls and those type of DMs kind of ruin it for the ones that really do have like legitimate information.
We're all grown-ups at this point. Like we're gonna make decisions for ourselves, or we should. And if you are receiving and let a stranger's experience dictate the decisions you should make.
I've also had like weird experiences with people where someone will either say to me or they'll say to someone who says to me like, oh, well, I know that guy hooked up with this girl. Like, and it's something that happened like 2 years ago. And it's like, why are you even talking about that? Like that alone shows that you don't have a good intention, because I don't want to be talking about like someone to message my boyfriend, someone I hooked up to, like who, it's weird.
That's a kind of think about, is this actually going to change anything? Yeah. Because like, ooh. Okay.
Who cares?
This guy hooked up with somebody.
Yeah.
What's that have to do with me?
Yeah. Like we're adults. Like shit happens like that. Like that's a very normal life behavior. So I think like at the end of the day, unfortunately, when you send a message like that with a less than pure intention, it only sort of like directs arrows at you and illuminates like where you're at or how, you know, to feel about you. Now, I think there is a time and a place for a hey girly DM message, text, in-person conversation, it just has to come from a good place. I think it has to come from a place of not, it feels like sort of violating when people do that versus, hey, you know what? I have experience with this person. And I think again, check yourself, check the temperature. If your experience is that they slept with you and then they just didn't want to date you, or you guys didn't align on something, or they one time you guys got in an argument and then like you broke up, or you felt like he was a little whatever it was, barring something really terrible happening, there's just really not a place for that. I think if someone abuses you, if someone like assaults you, like those are things that yes, but the middle stuff is like, you're going to tell someone that like you slept with this guy and then he didn't want to date you. Like that's not really relevant. So I think the time and place is like when you have something more serious and or when you genuinely care about the person that you're speaking to, when you know them and that's like more your place. Otherwise, it's really not your business. And I don't think it comes from a good place. The time to send it, I think, is when you do have a pure intention. And I think the approach or like the etiquette for that, I would say, I'm curious what you think, but I think the etiquette for that is like asking more if you want that information more than just like putting all the info on you.
That's always what I do with like people in my life that I know. I'd probably go about it the same way if I was speaking to somebody I didn't really know. It's put it the decision in that person's hand. Like,
hey, I have information about this person.
Are you interested or no?
I got that information because I dated this person or my best friend dated this person. Here's their experience. And I'm just putting it out there. If you want the information, I'm here to talk. That I think is kind of like a girl's girl thing.
Yeah.
And it does come from a good place, or at least it seems like that could come from a place if you're genuinely trying to help versus like, oh, you have no idea what went down and good luck and he's the worst. And it's like, that doesn't make you look good. Like you look... it's really immature. But I think like if you do approach it that way, that also leads me to if someone's in your life, close, like a friend of yours, and you witness a relationship, like I've dated someone in the past that my friends really didn't like, you included.
Yeah.
And you like...
I was open about it.
Hated is probably a strong word because hated is harsh.
I don't like
harsh,
to use the word like, hate, but
you were...
We did not align in any category.
Damn close to hating him. Yeah. You didn't like him at all. You didn't like how he treated me. You didn't like really anything about him.
I didn't have a lot of respect for him.
No. And you were honest about it, but it was, I think, approached in a way of like, I don't think this person's good for you. How do you tell your friend you don't like their boyfriend?
Yeah, it's hard. I did have one friend that was in a similar situation with the person that they were dating. And my go-to line always was just, if he makes you really happy, because I watched him not make her happy.
Ah, smart.
And like, this is what you think you deserve and want in a relationship, then I'm happy for you. So you've been talking a lot on recent episodes about your mindset and your confidence. And what's advice you have to give to the people that are receiving this message? Because when you get it, it is like a gut dropping, kind of induce the sweating moment.
Oh, for sure. I think there's a lot of factors that go into receiving a message like this. A, do the same thing that we said to do if you're thinking about sending the message and check yourself, which is like, who is this person? Does this person know me? And do they genuinely have a good intention for me? Or is this message like clearly showing that they're hurt, they're still upset, they're jealous, they're whatever? Like, so ask yourself what the intention is, I think, before you react. I think two approaches. One, no response is a response. If I don't know you, I don't owe you a response. Thing two, I would say, if someone is really trying to come at you, like they have like some pressing info, yeah, I feel like you could be like, okay, like, what do you know? Yeah. Force them to kind of like say what it is that they have. Cause more oftentimes than not,
kind of a nothing
someone's
burger.
Like, well, he did this or I heard this. And it's like, yeah, it's a nothing burger. And it's also, or it's like, they're talking in circles. They're like, well, he just didn't treat her well. And you're like, okay, but what did he do? And then they're like, well, you know, he wasn't nice. And you're like, okay, but is there like a really bad situation or information that I'm missing? Or like, what's the root of this? And oftentimes like they're just talking to talk. And that's again, when you know the intention isn't really real.
if you're someone that this is going to like eat at you and just you can't realize what it is for what it is and push it aside, like you have to address this with the person that it's about. What do you think is the best way to have that conversation and start it?
I think if you're going to receive a text like that, well, not going to, like you have no choice, but if you do receive a text like that or a DM like that, or someone says something to you out in person, whatever it is, you have a couple approaches and ways that you can handle it. I would say it depends how the message is sent to you. If it is someone saying something that is very obviously they're hurt, they're jealous, they're insecure, this is this person's past partner, it didn't go well, and it is coming from a like...
mean.
Haha, like... clearly someone's trying to be bitchy, I would ignore it. I would still bring it up with my partner, but I would ignore that person and just like let it lie, because giving them any form of attention is just obviously what they want. Now, if someone actually comes to you with information and they're like, hey, so this is what happened, I would probably ask a question, ask more from, okay, like in a calm way, like, can you tell me what happened then? And then like typically more oftentimes than not, there's not that much to it. Not much meat to the burger, baby, because sometimes it's like, if you're going to send something that's like very accusatory and like saying something really negative about somebody, like bring the receipt. If you're really trying to help, like send the screenshot, because maybe that actually would help somebody, you know, or like provide, back it up with something. But if you're just sort of like saying shit to say it, I think like asking a question, so you almost force someone to really say what they have to say. He just wasn't. He didn't treat my friend well at all. Just thought you should know. Good luck. You're like, okay, what did he do? And they're like, well, he just sucked. And you're like, but what did he do? And so oftentimes people can't actually give you that information because there's really not information to give. It's just like, it wasn't a match and that's okay.
I feel like having the conversation with the person you're dating to has two outcomes and both of them are good. It's either going to ease your mind and settle you, or it's true.
Yes.
And good riddance, on to the next.
Totally. Because that information act, there is a world in which that information actually is helpful. I think it's rare, but it is possible. And I also think you learn a lot about your partner by bringing it up. So is your partner like super defensive, and are they like, I can't believe you would ever ask me this. Like, I'm leaving. I don't want to talk to you. Like, then it's like, I pushed a button and you reacted. That's not great. If they're like, this girl I dated and this is what happened, and like, that's not accurate, or that's not really like the real truth, or my side is this or whatever, then that's very human, right? We all have pasts and relationships and people that it didn't work out with, or that didn't bring out the best in us. That makes sense. And if they react that way, I think you talk about it, but I personally couldn't let it fester. I'm also a terrible liar. Like, I can't not say something because it bothers me. If that happens to me and I don't say something, like, it will bother me. If I do say something, it's easy to sort of like let it go and on to the next.
I want to touch on one last thing, because I feel like on the normie scale, in your friendship circles and everything, like the dating world is small. And I listen and watch my friends that are dating, especially in Austin. It's a small world. Like, there's going to have overlap. There's going to be, you're going to know somebody that dated somebody and whatever it is. But it's interesting to watch on your scale, obviously being public and kind of introducing that person on your platform. I think you and Kennedy talked about this a little bit on y'all's episode.
Getting like, that hey girly DM the minute that you put.
It's a different world.
It's also oftentimes though, the people that send you the sort of like petty, like, well, did you know that, like, when like Kennedy and I were saying kind of like, okay, then she breaks up with someone and that's the all those...
The hey girlies are...
Hey girlies are in his DMs,
hey,
like
mistering
trying
him.
To hang out. So it's kind of like, again, your intention isn't pure. You're just like trying to start drama because you're bored and like
almost want that connect too.
Yeah, totally. So I think like there is a time and place for it. Again, I probably would let someone come to me and ask that. And if there was like true issues there, I'd be happy to share and always going to be a girl's girl and help somebody out if they come to me. But I'm not going to insert myself in your life. There's a whole other part of the hey girly combo though, that's like IRL. In real life, you see somebody dating somebody that you really don't like, and how do you approach it? This is like 2 years ago at this point for me, but like I was dating someone that you really didn't like, rightfully so. And we like had conversations about it and stuff, and it was never like from a judgmental place though, of like, you're doing this and like that's...
It was never you're wrong or... dumb or anything.
So how
like
would
that.
You say to approach, kind of, like, because I actually get this question quite a bit from girls in my DMs saying, like, I really don't like my sister's boyfriend, my friend's fiance. Like, how do I tell them that I don't like them? Because that is, again, it's a fine line, right? Because I do think it's like your job. If, again, are you coming from a good place? Are you jealous? Are you lonely? Are you bored? Or is there something that you're witnessing that really isn't healthy and isn't good, and you have like a legitimate concern and care for somebody? If the first one, obviously you need to like do some inner work. If it's the second one and you have a legitimate concern, someone isn't being treated the way that they should be treated, or something's healthy, unhealthy or toxic, like how do you think the best way to approach that is in real life to your friend?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's not fun to look at somebody that you love and care about and say, hey, mm-hmm. But I think just saying like, I'm noticing a few things that I wanted to bring to your attention because I care about you and I'm maybe a little more protective of you and I'm an outsider. So I'm seeing things a little bit differently because I'm not head over heels.
One of the two of you. Yeah.
Getting swooned by this person. Like I want to bring a few things to your attention. And I also feel like in that relationship, it kind of reached a point where I kind of told you, I am kind of done.
Yeah.
Like I can't respond to the things that are happening and the things you're telling me in a way that you want to hear. So it's like, you're not going to like my response for things. So almost Let's just set that down. When
but
it's
that alone
us.
Like says something. Mm-hmm. But I also, don't you also think that the way someone receives that when it's coming from a good place also says how they are and how healthy the relationship is? Because for example, if I come to you and I say like, I heard this, like obviously this isn't true, but if I say like, I heard this about Mason, mm-hmm. You guys are good.
Yeah.
And you know him and you know his character. So this is coming from a good place. Like just someone just told me this and I love you and I wanted to relay it to you. Mm-hmm. You could be like, thank you for telling me, love you too. I'm glad you brought it up, but like, I feel confident about this person and how they've acted towards me. So I think like, or there's a world in which you're like, I can't believe you would even say that to me. And then it's kind of like, is something going on?
You have to check with yourself because that obviously upset you for some mm-hmm. reason.
Because it's, you maybe know in the back of your mind, it's true or could it mm-hmm. be true? Or, so I think too, your reaction or the person receiving the information's reaction from someone they know, again, not from a stranger, because as a public person, and I really haven't shared very much of my dating life, like at all, honestly, on the internet. I think I've been quite particular about what I share. However, whenever I share like any little snippet of anything, and like right now, for example, my boyfriend, someone put like, I think it was a comment on one of his photos the other day. And they were like, oh, you should ditch your girlfriend. It was like something so ridiculous. And it was obviously a troll, like a stranger that didn't know me. And that kind of comment is only pointing arrows at you. It's only saying like, this person needs help and you could easily block them. Like it's nice in the sense that I can, we can easily determine who to block, but like that's, you're not doing anything but making yourself look like an idiot. And you don't know us, so you're not coming. It's not, you're not being helpful. Like you're just making stuff up because you're bored, which I think is truly sad, but.
Yeah. I think too, my mom always tells me this, like your dream guy versus my dream guy versus Audrey's versus Allie's, whoever it is, it looks different. So you have to look at the person that your friend is dating and not judge them to your standard of who do you want to be with and really consider who do they want to be with.
Completely. Well, that's a whole like conversation of compatibility. That's the point of like finding your person and being compatible or not with someone, because it's like for you, the qualities that you look for could be completely different than qualities I look for. There may be some overlap, like someone you want someone to be like a good person and kind and treat you well. But like a lot of that could look different. And so I totally agree. Like I do think that's really important. So rounding it out, like the hey girly conversation, I think more oftentimes than not, it's usually not coming from a good place. You look immature, you look petty, you look hurt, hurt people, hurt people. On occasion, I would also say take that forward and really try not to do it in most situations so that when there really is something to say, it
has some weight to it.
Yes. Like don't, because it almost like ruins it for the times when there's a lot of legitimacy to what somebody's saying. Because those times would be helpful. You could really save someone in that situation, you know? And I think too, when you say things in a kind way, it allows someone to put that as a seed in their brain and think like, okay, if anything arises that looks adjacent to this, I'm going to remember that comment. But when you come in hot, like trying to be hurtful, you negate your own comment. And so if you really do want to help, like approach it in a way that actually could be helpful.
Kindness matters.
Facts. The other thing I want to say is that it is completely, we touched on this a little bit earlier, but it's completely possible that you could have an experience with someone and you guys could be a terrible fit. They could bring out the worst in you. You could bring out the worst in them. And it could really not be good for either of you. And so he could be shitty to you and great to someone else. I think like, I'm not really talking about like cheating and like full-blown things like that, but like you could have an experience that's not great with someone and someone else could have a great experience with them because it's a better fit for them. I think in those moments when you say something and then someone stays together and they trust the person that they're with and that character and they want to see it through, at that point, you got to let it go because you've said what you wanted to say and now it's time to move on. It also doesn't invalidate what you experienced. If you're the person thinking about sending the hey girly DM or you did send the hey girly DM, because someone doesn't base their decisions on your experience, I think that's really healthy for someone not to base their decisions on your experience, but it doesn't invalidate you. That could still have happened to you.
Yeah, your experience was your experience, that could be having their own.
Totally. That could be your experience, your opinion, your interpretation, your reality, the reality, and not be relevant in the present day situation. I think that's important to say. Like there's been situations, we were talking about this earlier, online.
Yeah, I feel like with celebrities and influencers, they maybe start dating and you watch the world try to throw as many daggers as they can and tear them down. And then it's a full 180 and it's dream couple everyone idolizes.
We were saying our example earlier was like Alex Earl and Braxton. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, I mean, people were coming at him.
Went through the ringer.
Every which direction. Like, you know, he did this and he's a narcissist and he's a cheater and he's all these things. And he seems to be a really great partner to her. So whether or not those things happened previously, not presently relevant, if he's found someone that's a really great fit for him, they seem super happy together and everything seems great. So maybe that is, could have been valid or not in previous situations, could have been relevant or not. I don't know. So I'm not going to like speak on it, but this could be true or not. And if it's not presently true with your current partner, it's irrelevant, I would say. I do think there's also a world in which like people come at you and it kind of just makes you stronger because you do learn to communicate. You do talk through things. You do end up like having those harder conversations and it sort of becomes like you become stronger because of it, or it completely breaks you if you don't have good communication, if they are hiding something, if they are, you know,
yep,
it has one of two effects.
Totally. You have to take it with a grain of salt.
Completely. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode of Courtside with Courtney. A little hey girly chat. Hopefully this was helpful. I feel like we should only send hey girly texts responsibly.
Yeah.
Don't drink and hey girly. You know what I mean? All right. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Love you. Bye.
Bye, girlies.